Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.
Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Oh, that's what time it was.
That's the time.
We knew what time it was.
There is no debating that one.
None.
Yes.
No negotiating.
None
at all. Yeah. Yes. It's time
Some
poetry. You bet. The dean of cowboy poets.
That's right.
The late Baxter Black is riding along with us, and he's going to talk a little bit about cowboy time.
Thank you, gang. We're a little late, but I can explain that. If Genesis was right on track concerning Adam's birth, and 7 days was all it took to build the planet Earth, then where does carbon dating fit? And all the dinosaurs, and all that other ancient stuff that happened on our shores. Now, I believe in scientists. They aren't just lunatics. But I believe in Genesis. Which leaves me in a fix. The answer finally came to me while making up this rhyme. God made the earth in 7 days, but that was cowboy time. Did you ever call the shoer to set aside a day? You scrutinize your calendar, say, Tuesday'd be okay. The big day comes, you take off work, alas, he's never seen. You call him back, and he inquires, which Tuesday did you mean? Have you ever placed an order to get a saddle made? An A-fork tree with padded seat and silver hand inlaid. As decades pass, all you can do is sit around and eat, so by the time it finally comes, you've padded your own seat. My friend came by on July 4th. He swore he couldn't stay, but then he said, for just a bit. He left on Christmas Day. A couple days, a little while, not long, or right away, should not be taken literally in Cowboyville today. But, like I said, the precedent was set so long ago, the angels had to learn themselves what all good cowboys know. They worried if they didn't work to keep the schedule tight, that Earth would not be finished by the deadline Sunday night. They'd never learned to think in terms of rolling with the flow. But God does things on cowboy time. To watch the flowers grow, he bade the angels to relax and said, for heaven's sakes, I'll get it done in 7 days, however long it takes.
You know, there is just so much truth to that. I love the part in there when he talks about the farrier. Well, which Tuesday did you mean?
Yeah. Exactly. Whose calendar and whose watch are we going by?
Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go, cowboy time, okay? Mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. Just the way it is.
Yeah. And will be for in perpetuity.
You bet.
Ooh. You like that word?
That was nice.
That was a $5 word.
Impressive.
Right there.
Impressive. Yep, yeah. Betcha.
You kiss your spouse with that mouth? We are, well, we've talked a little bit about mud season mm-hmm, and such. Mm-hmm, and, of course, mm-hmm. this is a time of year that you just get stuck. Dad nabbit.
Oh, yeah.
So I stuck the bobcat.
Yeah,
With the snowblower over the weekend.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. We were right in the middle of a snowstorm blizzard, ground blizzard. I could not see the edge of the road, I just got a little too far off. And once, anybody who drives a skid steer knows there is no clearance.
No.
You're going to get high-centered pretty quick.
Belly down, yeah.
And I did.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's a tragedy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because if you stick a bobcat, it's stuck.
Oh, man, let me tell you. And then it's one thing after another, isn't
it? Or it's like son Neil. He tried to get into his driveway last weekend.
Really?
You know, and the neighbor was stuck.
So did he give him the
onion? Well, he tried to get the neighbor unstuck, and then the other neighbor got stuck, and then Neil got stuck, and now we have three or four cars in the middle of the road.
Stuck.
We're all stuck. I think Cord Blunt sings a song about that.
He sure does. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, anyway. Did I mention I was done with winter?
Well, you know, this time of year, the snow gets a little hard.
Well, then that's the other thing, too.
Yeah.
It gets hard enough that you can get your front wheels up on it.
Yeah.
And then when you get enough weight on it, you break through the crust.
Down you go.
Down you go, and you're axle deep.
Well, and that's just it. Ease into it. Front end, ease into, I think I can do this.
We're okay.
And give it the onion, and you're stuck.
Give her the onion, and there you go.
Yeah.
And when I get stuck, I don't get stuck a little.
No.
I mean, I get.
Hey, and if you're going to do it, let's get stuck.
If it's worth doing, you just as well get after
Let's just get stuck, yeah.
Well, it's that time of year, right? Yeah. You know, we mentioned earlier a little bit about daylight savings time, and then back in the day, you used to work when the sun came up, and you used to work until the sun went down.
Right.
And it wasn't until we quit doing that we decided to devise new ways to make our day longer.
We started putting lights on vehicles.
Yep.
And then we introduced electricity to the barn.
Dadnabbit.
Dad always said, don't work for anybody that has electricity in the barn. Yeah, you'll be working all night.
Working 24/7.
Yeah.
That's a true statement, too. But, well, basically, you work till it's done.
Oh, exactly.
You know?
You get right down to it.
You get right down to it. You work till you're done. Or there's a good stopping spot.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, my stopping spots usually happen about 3:30.
That's a good time.
This is a good time to stop.
Well, yeah, this works. This is good enough. Why do today what you can put off till tomorrow?
I'm really good at procrastinating, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I will. Actually, I don't like procrastinating.
No.
I put it off.
You put it off.
I usually do.
I'll put it off until a better time. Yeah.
Once again. Work till it's done.
Or a good stopping spot.
Yes. Well, this is a good stopping spot.
The
Gillette brothers are riding along with us. They are singing Hard Times.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears. Why are we all so sorrow with the poor? There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. It's a song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, hard times. Come again no more. Many days you have lingered outside my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. Tis
a sigh that is wafted across the troubled wave. 'Tis aware that is heard upon the shore. 'Tis a dirge that is murmured around the lowly grave. Oh, hard times come again no more. Is a song, a sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered outside my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay. There are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again. No. It's a song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered outside my cabin door.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
What time is it?
It's time. It is bedtime.
Sunday.
Monster truck rally.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
No, we don't do that.
All right.
It's bedtime.
Bedtime. Let's talk about bedtime.
Oh, you know, there's quite a bit that goes on.
Oh, yeah.
Before you can go to bed.
Right.
And the older I get, it's quite a routine.
It is, isn't it?
And if you screw up my routine, my whole night is off.
And I'm in the routine. I'm in the groove, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't mess me.
Don't call me. Don't text me.
One night I got up out of the easy chair and headed toward the bedroom. Jacqueline says, it's 8 o'clock. You can't go to bed. Watch me.
If you want to join me, you're more than welcome.
Exactly. Well, you know, it comes with this old age thing.
It does.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the secret to falling asleep fast.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here's the secret.
Okay.
Two steps. Step number one.
Yes.
Be old.
Okay.
Step number two.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Just sit still for a little while.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the secret to falling asleep. Yeah, there is no secret to staying
asleep. I was just going to say. Yeah, right.
Why is it I sit in that easy chair at night in front of that boot too? And I'm gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I go to bed.
I can't go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. And then
it's called a guilty conscience.
And then you're up at 5 o'clock.
Well, things get to aching.
Yeah, that's true.
And bladders are full.
Well, you've already been up five times because you had to pee. Right?
I don't have that problem.
No, you don't?
No.
That's right. You got a 500-mile bladder. Holy cow, that just ticks me off.
Depends.
It all depends. Well, there you go.
If you got your depends on.
Depends, yeah. That's it. Hey, folks will want to stay tuned for next week.
Oh, darn tootin'.
That's right.
Yeah.
You alluded to it earlier.
That's right. All hat, no horse.
There you go.
There you have it.
So stay tuned.
I will.
Now, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
I know what time that is.
That's the time.
Yeah.